wonderful story I read.
我来给你们分享一个故事，一个非常美丽的故事。
One day, there's a little boy who saw his mother, her mother washing the dishes.
一天，一个男孩看到妈妈在洗碗。
And he brought a long list of things.
他就拿了一个单子，上面写了很多的事情。
This is what the list says.
那个单子上就写着说。
Said for mowing the grass, $2.
我割草2块钱。
For keeping up with my siblings.While you go shopping, $2.
看你去买菜的时候，我看着弟弟妹妹，2块钱。
For having a high grade, $2.
我学习成绩好，2块钱。
For you know being a good boy, $2.
作为一个好孩子，2块钱。
Total $8.
总共是8块钱。
Then the mother said, "Okay." Then the mother get a piece of paper.
妈妈就说好吧，那她也拿了一张纸。
Then the mother start writing.
妈妈就开始写。
For keeping you in my womb for 9 months, no charge.
让你在我的腹中待了9个月，没有费用。
For cooking for you every day, no charge.
我每天给你做饭，不需要费，不需要花，不需要钱。
For keeping you all the night because you are sick, no charge.
因为你生病，我晚上起来看着你，没有费，没有费用。
For loving you always, regardless of your attitude, no charge.
不管你的态度如何，我都爱你，没有格外的费用。
For loving you always till the end of days, no charge.
我一直爱你，爱到底，没有任何额外的费用。
Then he when the mother turned around, the boy was full of tears.
当妈妈转过来的时候，这个男孩子脸上充满了眼泪。
And he said, "Mom, I love you."
他说：“妈妈，我爱你。
”Then he picked up that pen and across his list, he said.Paid in full.
他就把他的单子全部划掉，说已经付清了。
A lot of times when we serve the Lord, we feel like the Lord owes us something, right?
有的时候，当我们服侍神的时候，我们觉得说，神好像欠我们一些什么。
Sometimes we feel like the Lord owes me a favor.
有的时候，我们觉得说主欠我们一个情。
But let me tell you, the Lord owes us nothing.
让我告诉你，主不欠我们任何事情。
We owe Him everything.
我们欠他很一切。
You know, to serve him is an honor and a privilege.
我们服侍他是一个是我们的权利，也是我们的荣耀。
May always we be encouraged.
让我们都被鼓励。
Especially when we come to the end of days.
尤其是在末世的时候。
A lot of times there's so much attraction in the world.
在这世界上有这么多吸引我们的东西。
So to serve the Lord, it seems like there's always a struggle.
来服侍神总是有一个挣扎
But praise the Lord,
但是感谢神
that all stands firm.
我们要站立得稳
He is coming back.
他要回来了
we are meeting him.
我们要 与他面对面
Let us be faithful servants.
让我们成为一个忠心的仆人
Now let's continue on our study of the book of Colossians.
让我们继续来学习哥罗西书
Let's turn our Bible to Colossians chapter 1.
我们来看到哥罗西书第一章
Verse 3-11.
第三节到第十一节。
I'll read it first in English, then our sister will lead you in Chinese.
弟兄先读英文，我们会众一同来读中文。
Colossians chapter 1, verse 3-11.
哥罗西书第一章三节到十一节。
We give thanks to God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, praying always for you, since we heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of the love which ye have to all the saints for the hope which is laid up for you in heaven, whereof ye heard before in the word of the truth of the gospel, which is come unto you as it is in all the world, and bringeth forth fruit, as it doth also in you, since the day you heard of it, and knew the grace of God in truth. As ye also learned of Epaphras, our dear fellow servants, who is for you a faithful minister of Christ.Who also declared unto us your love in the Spirit. For this cause we also, since day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you, and to desire that ye might be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that ye might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God. Strengthened with all might,according to his glorious power, unto all patience and long-suffering with joyfulness.
我们一起来读第三节。我们感谢神，我们主耶稣基督的父，常常为你们祷告，因听见你们在基督耶稣里的信心，并向众圣徒的爱心，是为那给你们存在天上的盼望。这盼望就是你们从前在福音真理的道上所听见的。 这福音传到你们那里，也传到普天之下，并且结果增长，如同在你们中间，自从你们听见福音，真知道神恩惠的日子一样。正如你们从我们所亲爱一同做仆人的以巴弗所学的，他为我们做了基督忠心的执事，也把你们因圣灵所存的爱心告诉了我们。因此我们自从听见的日子，也就为你们不住的祷告祈求，愿你们在一切属灵的智慧悟性上满心知道神的旨意，好叫你们行事为人对得起主，凡事蒙他喜悦，在一切善事上结果子，渐渐的多知道神，照他荣耀的全能，得以在各样的力上加力，好叫你们凡事欢欢喜喜的忍耐宽容。
Amen. Another verse in Titus, Titus chapter 2,
提多书第二章
verse 11 through 14,
11节到14节。
For the grace of God that bringeth salvation had appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people zealous of good works.
提多书十一节，第二章十一节，因为神就众人的恩典已经显明出来，教训我们除去不敬虔的心和世俗的情欲，在今世自守公义、敬虔度日，等候所盼望的福，并等候至大的神和我们救主耶稣基督的荣耀显现。他为我们舍了自己，要使我们脱离一切罪恶，又洁净我们，特作自己的子民，热心为善。
Let's have a word of prayer.
我们有点祷告。
Lord, this morning as we come to your presence,
主，今天早上我们来到你的面前。
We open our hearts to you.
我们把向你敞开我们的心。
Lord, speak to us through your word once again.
借着你的话语，请你向我们说话。
Speak the word of truth into our hearts.
把你真理的道讲在我们心里。
Oh, that we might see what is the hope of our calling.
使我们能够看见我们的招有何等的指望。
Lord, we see we had so great a responsibility.
我们有个非常大的责任。
Oh, to live up to all your righteous requirement.
能够呢活到你的公义的要求。
Therefore, by ourselves, we cannot do it.
但借着我们自己，我们做不到。
Lord, we need your truth to shine in our hearts.
我们需要你的真理能够显明在我们的心里。
Lord, we pray, Lord Jesus, in humbleness.
我们在谦卑的里面向你祷告。
Speak, Lord, for your servant listen.
主，请你讲，你的仆人静听。
Amen.
Amen.
Last time I shared with you concerning Christ being our security.
上次我分享到基督是我们的保障。
And in this security that there's like four areas.
有四点。
Firstly, Christ being our possession.
第一点，基督就是我们的产业。
All that Christ is.
所基督所有的一切。
All that he had is already in him.
神所有的一切都在他里面。
Because the Bible tells us all the fullness of the Godhead dwells in him bodily.
因为神一切有丰盛都在他里面有形有体的居住。
And therefore, when we are in him, then we are the riches of Christ at our disposal.
所以当我们在他里面的时候，基督一切的丰盛都在我们之内。
In other words, we can have the opportunity, the privilege to experience and enjoy all what God is.
所以我们可以有一切的权柄，一切的机会来享受神的丰富。
And secondly, is talking about our position in Christ.
第二点，讲到我们在基督里面的地位。
Who are we in Christ?
我们在基督里是什么？
We are the children of God.
我们是神的儿女。
Not by flesh, but born by the Spirit.
不是借着肉体，乃是借靠着圣灵而生的。
That's why the Bible tells the Lord told Nicodemus, "Ye must be born again."
所以神主耶稣跟尼哥底母说，你必须重生。
Because if you're born by the flesh, you are still flesh.
你借着从肉体生的还是肉体。
When we born by the Spirit, then we are of God.
如果我们从圣灵生的，我们就是从神生，
and through,
从神而生。
And through this, by believing on His name,
因着借着信他的名，
we are redeemed by Him.
我们被他所买赎。
And so we become what? The children of God.
我们就成为神的儿女。
And we also become co-heirs with Him.
我们成为与他同为后嗣。
Citizens of God's kingdom.
成为
citizens of God's kingdom.
成为神而国度的儿女
子民。
子民。
Then, thirdly,
第三点
our privilege in Christ.
我们在基督里面的权特权
after becoming the children of God.
当我们成为神的儿女以后
it's not yet done.
就不是就是一切了。
God's work continue to work in us.
神会在我们里面继续的工作。
Firstly, by His Holy Spirit in us.
借着圣灵在我们的里面。
He disciplines us.
他来管教我们。
That we might be partakers of His holiness.
使我们在他与他的圣洁有份。
That's why sometimes when we go through some difficulty.
所以当我们经过难处的时候。
We need to ask the Lord, what is this?
我们需要问问主这是什么。
If this is a sin, then we need to humble ourselves down.
如果我们有罪，我们需要在主面前谦卑。
The through repentance, then we can come back to our original position.
借着悔改，我们能够回到以前的位置。
Because we are, what is our position today?
因为我们今天的位置是什么呢
？We are those people who are partake of His holiness.
因为我们是与他的圣洁有份的那一。
More than that,
不光如此。
Sometimes when we go through some difficulty.
当我们经过难处的时候
It is God's transforming work in us.
是神在我们里面做改变的工作。
The Bible tells us that we might be what? The praise of His glory.
使我们能够成为他荣耀的称赞。
In other words, in this earth today,
换句话说在地上
we are His testimony.
我们是他的见证。
We testify of who He is.
我们见证他是谁。
And that we will be to the praise of His glory, God is God finds some wonderful things to say about us.
当我们使他的荣耀得到称赞的时候，神也
In other words, God is proud of who we are.
神就因着我们是谁而感到骄傲。
Because of this, of the working of the Holy Spirit.
因着圣灵的工作。
God is transforming us from glory to glory.
神使我们能够荣上加荣的来改变我们。
And lastly,
最后
we are because we are in Christ.God gave us the power and what? The strength to go on.
神因着我们在基督里面神也给我们立上加力。
We know that in working this, walking this way,
当我们知道在这个路上行走的时候
it is not an easy way, it's a narrow way.
这是一个窄路。
God has a, what a high standard of requirement.
神对我们有个非常高的要求。
Sometimes we feel like, Lord, I just can't do it anymore.
神有的时候我们说主啊我再也做不下去。
But thank God.
但是感谢神。
By ourselves we cannot do it.
借我们自己我们做不到。
But when we are in Him,
但是当我们在他里面的时候
we have the strength, the power to go on and walking this the narrow way.
使我们能够立上加力来行走这个窄路。
Now, today I want to talk about the word of truth.
今天我来讲到这个真理的道。
It says here, in verse 5,
在哥罗西书第一章第五
verse 5,
第五节里面
For the hope which is laid upon you in heaven, whereof ye heard before in the word of truth,of the gospel.
是为那给你们存在天上的盼望，这盼望就是你们从前在福音真理的道上所听见的。
Brothers and sisters, we need the word of truth.
弟兄姊妹，我们需要这个真理的道。
Only the truth can set us free.
只有真理能够使我们得自由。
We need the truth of who God is.
我们需要知道神是谁这个真理。
We need the truth concerning His Son Jesus Christ.
我们需要知道他儿子这个真理。
We need the truth of who we are before we are saved.
我们需要知道说我们得救之前是什么。
We need the truth concerning who we are after we are saved.
我们需要知道这个真理我们得救以后是谁。
We need the truth concerning what is our future.
我们需要知道说我们的未来是什么。
We need the truth concerning Satan, death and sin.
我们需要知道这个撒旦罪和死亡。
By knowing all this truth,
当我们知道所有这些真理之后
it will cause the life of a Christian more meaningful.
使我们基督徒的生命会更加的有意义。
Today, why are we so happy today?
今天为什么我们会这样的喜乐呢
It's because the word of truth shine upon our hearts.
因为神真理的道照亮在我们心里面。
And all this truth is revealed in the word of God, the Bible.
所有这些真理都启示在神的话里面。
But so sad.
但是非常的遗憾。
People in this world today reject the Bible.
今天地上的人拒绝圣经。
And try to what? To find answers somewhere else.
在其他的地方找答案。
And because of this, people are living in confusion.
因此人活在混淆里面。
They are living in darkness.
他们活在黑暗里面。
What they thought is right become what is right become wrong, so on and so forth.
他们觉得是对的事情实际上是错的。
What is glory is shame.
本来是荣耀的事情变成了羞辱的事情。
This is all because they don't see the word of truth.
这都是因为他们看不见神
真理的道。May the Lord have mercy on us.
愿神向我们有怜悯。
That we continue to read the word of God.
使我们能够继续来读神的话。
Only the word of God can bring us into light.
只有神的话把我们带到光中。
Every time we stop reading the word of God.
当我们停止读神话的时候。
Immediately we are in darkness.
我们立即就在黑暗当中。
And if we trace back our experience.
我们
We trace back our experience.
如果我们看看过去的经验
What is the first word of truth that come to us? It is the gospel of the good news of the grace of God.
是神, 福音真理的这个道。
It is the grace of God.
是神真理, 是神恩典的道。
It is the saving grace of Jesus Christ.
是神拯救的恩典。
When that's, the light of the gospel shine upon us,
是神荣耀福音的光照在我们里面。
Then we see who we are.
然后我们看见我们是谁。
And what is this saving grace of Jesus Christ?
那是这个耶稣拯救的恩典是什么呢？
It is the all-sufficient, sacrificial, all-atoning, death of Christ.
是这个充分充足的牺牲的拯赎罪的恩典，赎罪的耶稣死在十字架上。
This grace of God,
这就是神的恩典。
Is the substitutional death of Christ on the cross.
是耶稣代替我们死在十字架上。
In other words, through His death, we are saved.
也换句话说，借着他的死，我们被拯救。
We should be the one hanging on the cross.
我们是应该被挂在十字架上
的。But because of this grace, we are saved.
但是因着这个恩典，我们被拯救。
This is what the Bible revealed to us.
这就是圣经启示给我们的。
You know, one day there is a mother sparrow in the living in the forest. There's a mother sparrow.
在sparrow, sparrow, 有一个麻雀。
Oh, yeah, 麻雀。
Right, 在森林里面。
And he had a lot of baby chicks. You know.
他有很多的小鸟。
While she was taking care of these baby chicks, there is a fire in the forest.
在森林里面，在森林里面起了大火。
Now, if the mother sparrow run, fly away, then the chicks will die.
如果这个麻雀飞走，它所有的小鸟都会死掉。
But if he try to protect the chicks, then he will die.
如果他要保护他的小鸟，他就会死掉。
So the mother sparrow spread forth his wings.
所以这个母鸟就把它的翅膀张开。
Covered the little chicks from the fire.
就把那个小鸟从保护那个小鸟不让火。
After the fire is gone.
当那个火过了以后。
The forest ranger try to check the damages.
这个这个森林管理人员就要看看这个火的火的灾受损情况。
And he saw the mother sparrow burned to crisps.
他就看到这个母鸟被烧成了灰。
But inside, all the chicks are safe and sound.
但里面所有的小鸟都非常的安全。
Is this not like a picture of our Lord Jesus Christ?
这不是我们主耶稣的图像吗？
He spread forth his hand on the cross.
是把他的儿子挂在十字架上。
He took the wrath of God upon him.
他把神的愤怒归到他自己的身上。
We should be the one to have the wrath of God.
我们应当承受神的愤怒。
Because we are the one who sin.
是因为我们犯罪。
The Bible tells us all have sinned and come short of God's glory.
世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
We are the one to be punished.
我们应该被惩罚的那一位。
But thank God, He took our place.
但是他代替了我们。
He was made sin on our behalf.
他被我们代成了罪。
That we might become the righteousness of Christ, God in Christ Jesus.
使我们能够在他里面成为神的
义。This is the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ.
这就是这个神福音的这就是神的福音。
But this is not the end.
但是这不是结束。
Not only He died, He resurrected from the dead.
他不光死了，他也从死里复活了。
He sat at the right hand of the Father.
他坐在神右边。
Become the glorious one.
成为那个荣耀的那一位。
And he, at the day of Pentecost,
在五旬节的那一天，
he became the life-giving spirit.
他成了那个赐圣灵的、赐生命圣灵的那一位。
To indwell in those who believe on him.
使那些相信他的。
Brothers and sisters, this is the truth of the gospel.
这就是神真理的福音。
And this is how he saved us.
这就是他怎样拯救了我们。
But the thing is, not only the Lord tells us, real to us, how he saved us.
他不光他告诉我们他怎样拯救我们。
He also tells us, then why do we need to be saved?
他也告诉我们为什么需要被拯救。
Because a lot of people felt like, well, the Lord saved you, that's, his salvation is great.
很多人觉得说神拯救我们这个救恩非常的好。
But I don't need to be saved. I'm still a good person.
但是我不需要被救，因为我是个好人。
But Ephesians chapter 2 verse 1 says.
但是以弗所书第二章第一节说。
For we are dead in sin and trespasses.
因为我们是死在罪恶过犯当中的人。
That is the reason why we need to be saved.
这就是为什么我们需要得救。
When a person is dead in sin and trespasses.
当我们死在罪恶过犯中的时候。
Practically there is no hope in him.
在他里面是一点指望都没有。
Even though he might know that he need to be righteous, but he have no strength to be righteous.
虽然他自己觉得说他需要公义，但是他没有任何的力量。
He is dead in sin.
他在罪恶里面死了。
And chapter 2 verse 2 says, we are under the prince of the air.
我们是在空中掌权者的权柄之下。
In other words, we are just like a dead puppet.
换句话说，我们就像一个死的那个
There is somebody pulling the strings.
有一个人在后面扯着绳子。
It's Satan who's pulling the strings.
是那个撒旦在拽着那个绳子。
That's why Paul said.
所以保罗说,
What I want to do, I cannot do.
我想做的我不能做。
What I do not want to do, that I do.
我不想做的我却去做。
It's no longer I who do it, but sin that dwells in me.
不是我所做的，是住在我里面的罪做的。
So should we be saved? Yes, we need to be saved.
我们应当得救吗？是的，我们需要被拯救。
Thirdly, he speaks concerning we are what? We are born in what? It's sinful nature.
我们生下来就有这个罪的天性。
In other words, we are born in sin.
换句话说，我们生在罪中。
To live in sin is just but a natural thing.
活在罪中是一个非常自然的事情。
Oh, this is who we are.
这就是我们的所是的。
That's why in Titus said.
所以在提多书里面讲。
For the what? The grace of God bringeth salvation.
因为神救人的恩典而显明出来。
This is the reason why we need to be saved.
这就是我们需要被拯救的原因。
Thank God for His grace.
我们为神的恩典感谢神。
He bring us salvation.
他给我们带来拯救。
But more than that, He also teach us sanctification.
他也把成圣教导我们。
When after we got saved.
当我们得救以后,
God is not done with us yet.
神没有到就结束了。
I was sharing with the saints in the West Office.
我在跟新南区的, 圣徒分享。
After we got saved, the Holy Spirit indwells in us.
当我们得救以后, 圣灵就住在我们里面。
It is the spirit of what? The spirit of grace.
就是这个, 恩典的灵。
The spirit of comfort.
这个, 安慰的灵。
What does this spirit do within us?
这个圣灵在我们里面做什么呢?
Let's see again, okay? So we had a clear view. So teaching us that denying ungodliness.
提多书教训我们除去不敬虔的心。
And worldly lust.
世俗的情欲。
When that Holy Spirit indwells in us.
当圣灵住在我们里面的时候,
Every time we sin, our conscience starts to bother us.
我们犯罪的时候, 我们的良心就来搅扰我们。
Before when we sin, there is no feeling.
以前我们犯罪的时候, 我们没有感觉。
We are so numb concerning sin.
我们对罪是没有感觉的。
To such an extent, we feel like this is but natural.
到了一个地步，我们觉得这是一件很自然的事情。
We are just like a pig wallowing in the mud.
我们就像猪滚在泥里面。
And we feel so fresh.
我们觉得这是很好的。
But that day when the Lord Jesus saved us,
到那一天主拯救我们以后,
He cleanses our sin.
他把我们的罪除去。
We become as white as snow.
我们成如雪一样的白。
So every time we sin, oh, the conscience starts to bother us.
当我们再犯罪的时候, 我们的良心就开始来, 搅扰我们。
Let me tell you an incident that happened.
我来跟你分享一个故事。
And Brother Chang was there when this happened. Brother Michael was there.
成，而我弟兄在这里的时候发生的。
It's a wedding.
是一个婚礼。
And they serve spaghetti. Remember?
是有一个那个 面条。
Yeah. And there's some meatballs.
那里有一个肉球。
So I try to serve.
我就要开始服侍。
But the meatballs become is so big that it drops off the handle.
那个肉球太大，就从那个勺子里面掉出来。
It landed on the sauce and it splashed all over.
掉在了那个酱上面，结果就溅得到处都是。
And it's so embarrassing. A lot of brothers have this spaghetti sauce in their shirt, white shirt.
是这样难看，因为很多弟兄的白衬衫上都有那个溅的那个酱。
What do you think the first reaction is?
你觉得我的第一个反应是什么？
Eat the meatballs?
是，把那个肉球吃了吗？
No. The first reaction, the brothers start to pick up a piece of paper and try to, you know, wipe that spaghetti sauce out of their shirt.
所有的弟兄都开始拿一张纸把身上的那个酱要擦干净。
Because they know this spaghetti sauce is not part of the cloth.
因为他们知道这个酱不是这个衣服的一部分。
Today this is the same principle.
今天这是同样的原则。
We have been washed by the blood of Christ.
我们已经被主的血所洗净。
Every time sin contaminates us.
当每一次罪来玷污我们的时候,
It doesn't cause us not to feel good.
会让我们觉得不再觉得好。
As much as possible, we want to get rid of that sin.
到了一个地步，我们很想除掉那个罪。
But thank God, God gave us a way.
但是感谢神，神给我们一个路。
Every time we repent, we confess our sin.
当每一次我们犯罪的时候，我们承认我们的罪。
The Bible tells us that His blood will cleanse away all our sin.
圣经上说，他的血就再次洗净我们的罪。
Every time we talk about ungodliness.
当我们讲到不敬虔的时候,
we feel so dirty.
我们会觉得说这样子的脏。
I believe that a lot of us are students in our school.
我相信这里有很多的学生。
We are laborers in our workplace.
我们或者是在上班。
You know, worldly people will try to talk dirty.
世界上的人讲话是非常的脏。
How do you feel about it?
你会觉得怎么样?
Do you welcome this kind of a talk?
你欢迎这样的讲论吗?
No, we not.
No, 我们不是这样子。
Because we feel we are a righteous group of people.
因为我们觉得我们是一群公义的人。
Because we are being born again, washed by the blood of Christ.
因为我们是重生的, 我们已经被主的血所洗净。
Therefore, the Holy Spirit in us teach us to avoid this kind of ungodly, worldly lust.
所以圣灵就教训我们远离这些不敬虔的和世俗的情欲。
But more than that,
不光如此,
it causes us to be sober, righteous, and godly.
还让我们在今世自守公义敬虔度日。
Remember in the gospel we talk about the person who has been possessed by the demons?
记得在圣经里面讲的那个被巫鬼所附的人吗?
He was running naked on the hills.
他在山上赤身露体的乱跑。
He tried to cut himself with stones.
他用石头来砍自己。
But that day when the Lord Jesus cast away that demon,
当那天主把那些巫鬼赶出去以后,
what does the Bible says?
圣经说什么呢?
He was sober, he was in his right mind.
他头脑就清醒过来。
Secondly, he tried to clothe himself.
他就把他穿上了衣服。
Then thirdly, he tried to sit by the Lord Jesus Christ.
他就坐在主的面前。
This is exactly who we are.
这就是我们的样子。
Before we are saved, we are just not sober.
在我们得救之前，我们不是这样子的自首。
We are confused.
我们是非常混淆的。
But that day when the Lord Jesus Christ came into our heart,
当那一天主进到我们里面的时候,
we become in our right mind.
我们里面的头脑就清醒过来。
We know what is right and what is wrong.
我们就知道什么是对的，什么是错的。
And we desire to be godlike.
我们就决定说要像神。
This is what salvation has brought us.
这就是神的救恩所带来的。
To save us not only from sin,
不光是把我们从罪里救出来,
but teaching us sanctification.
能够使我们成圣。
Thirdly,
第三点,
it sought us. Let's read again.
让我们一起来读。
It says here in verse 14, chapter 2 of Titus.
在提多书里第二章第十四节里面,
who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people zealous of good works.
他为我们舍了自己，要赎我们脱离一切罪恶，又洁净我们，特作自己的子民，热心为善。
Well, the grace of God brought us salvation.
神的恩典带来了救恩。
The grace of God teach us sanctification.
神的恩典也教导我们成圣。
The grace of God sought us to be a people to serve him.
神的恩典来寻找我们，使我们成为他自己的子民。
How does he sought us?
他怎么来寻找我们?
Firstly, he redeemed us.
首先他救赎了我们,
I believe that the brothers and sisters know what I mean.
弟兄姊妹知道我在说什么。
This redemption work has twofold.
这个救赎的工作有两面。
The redemptive work of Christ firstly is what? Using his blood to wash away our sins.
第一方面他用他的血洗去我们的罪。
But also he uses his blood to bought us back.
用他的血把我们买回来。
Thank God when that day when we received the Lord, he brought us back.
在我们接受主的那一天, 他把我们买了回来。
Brought us back then and continue what? To purify us.
而且要来洁净我们。
To purify us unto what? Unto himself for zealous of good works.
特作自己的子民热心为善。
After we got saved,
当我们得救以后,
we can all testify we had a heart to serve the Lord.
我们都会见证说我们有一个心愿意来服侍神。
And we want to do good works.
我们需要做热心为善。
Then you might try to argue with me that worldly people who are not saved, they also do good works.
你也许跟我争论说世上的人也愿意热心为善。
What is the difference?
但是区别是什么?
The difference is this.
这区别就是,
when we do good works,
当我们热心为善的时候,
it is not how much we do,
不是说我们做了多少,
or how much we can do,
我们能做多少,
but the reason why we do it.
而是我们为什么要这样做?
That is the difference.
这就是那个区别。
When people do good works, the worldly people do good works,
但是世上人做行善的时候,
maybe it's for a what? For a popularity.
是为了也许成名,
maybe for what? Tax exemption.
也许是为了免税,
maybe to run office.
也许是为了竞选那个位置。
But when you ask us,
但你问我们,
why do we serve the Lord?
为什么我们要服侍神?
Brothers and sisters, let me ask you, why do you serve the Lord?
让我来问问你们为什么要服侍神?
Can anyone tell me why do you serve the Lord?
谁能告诉我们为什么要服侍神?
Brother, why do you serve the Lord? Yes. We serve the Lord because we love the Lord. Amen?
我们不是神因着神爱我们。
Not because God can give us something.
不是因着神可以给我什么。
We serve Him, we are zealous of good works because for the love of Jesus.
我们能够热心地来服侍神因着神爱我们。
And we love Him.
所以我们要来爱他。
So this is the difference from doing good works from a worldly people and from the Christian point of view.
所以我们热心行善和世界上人是不一样的。
God is purifying our intention.
神把我们的这个意向给洁净了。
That our service for Him is for Him and Him alone and nothing else.
我们对他的服侍是为了他，也只是为了他，没有其他任何的意图。
That's why salvation sought us to be that group of people to do good works.
所以救恩就拯救我们，使我们特作他的子民来热心为善。
And the fourth point.
第四点。
The Bible also revealed to us.
是圣经也向我们启示。
That the grace of God wrought in us what that hope.
是这个神的恩典把给我们里面带来盼望。
That eternal hope.
是那个永远的盼望。
Which is His coming back.
就是他的再来。
You see, a lot of people nowadays their hope is in this world.
今天很多的人的盼望是在这个地上。
They hope if I earn so much money.
如果我有很多的钱。
Then I will have a better living.
我就会有过个很好的
生活。This is how the mind of the worldly people runs.
这就是这个地上的人的想法。
But our hope is different.
但是我们的盼望不一样。
Our hope is in the heavens.
我们的盼望是在天上。
That's why we always treat ourselves as strangers in this world.
所以我们对待自己是如同在这个地上的客旅。
Well, I always use this example of Abraham.
所以我常常用亚伯拉罕作为一个例子。
Even though he's a rich man,
虽然他是一个富有的人。
The only possession he bought is that burial plot for himself and for Sarah.
但他唯一的产业就是他给他自己买了一块地来埋葬他自己和他的妻子。
Why?
为什么呢？
His eternal hope is in the heavens.
因为他的盼望是在天上。
His eternal hope is that city.
那个盼望是在那个城。
That eternal city, the founder and builder is God Himself.
是就是神他自己。
Brothers and sisters, this is what salvation brought to us.
这就是救恩所带来的。
This is the grace of God.
就是神的救恩。
This is the gospel of Jesus Christ.
是神的福音。
And that day, when the light of the gospel shine in our hearts.
当那天那个神的福音照在我们心里的时候。
What happened?
发生了什么了呢？
It says here, there is a fruit, the fruit of repentance.
就有一个悔改的果子。
There is a repentance.
在我们里面有一个悔改。
You know, it's like this, Zacchaeus.
Huh?
Zacchaeus.
Zacchaeus.
There is a repenting heart.
在他里面有一个悔改的心。
The Lord Jesus said, come down.
主耶稣说撒该你下来。
Today I will be in your house.
我今天要到你的家里面去。
Immediately we see the fruit of repentance.
我们马上就看到一个悔改的果子。
Why? Because the light of the gospel shine upon him.
因为神福音的光照在他的里面。
Then he start to say,
他就开始说
say, half of my riches I will give to the poor.
我一半的财富要分给穷人。
If I owe anybody,
如果我欠了人什么
I will pay him fourfold.
我要偿还他四倍。
What is this?
这是什么呢？
This is the fruit of repentance.
这就是悔改的果子。
That day when we got saved,
当我们得救的那一天
aren't we also experiencing this?
我们也经历这一件事。
To those people who we offend, we try to say, I'm sorry.
当我们得罪人，我们说对不起的时候
，It's all because this is the fruit of repentance.
这都是一个悔改的果子。
Before we don't have any feeling concerning our sin.
以前我们对我们自己的罪没有任何的感觉。
But that day when the light of the gospel shined in our hearts.
当那一天神荣耀的光照在我们里面的时候
，We repent before God and we repent before men.
我们在神面前悔改，我们在人面前悔改。
Secondly,
第二点
，We become what the witness of Jesus Christ.
我们成为神耶稣的见证。
It says here in verse 7, as you also learn of Epaphras, our dear fellow servant.Who is for you a faithful minister of Christ?
第七节，正如你们从我们所亲爱一同做仆人的以巴弗所学的，他为我们做了基督忠心的指示。
That day when Epaphras got saved,
到那天以巴弗得救的时候
，he had the desire to become a minister of Jesus Christ.
他就有一个盼望要成为基督的执事。
Brothers and sisters, do we know that every one of us here is a minister of Jesus Christ?
你知道吗？我们每一个人都是基督的执事吗
？Well, you feel like well, I'm not standing on the podium.
你觉得说那我没有站在讲台上。
I'm not a gifted person.
我不是一个有才能的人。
But regardless, every one of us is a minister of Jesus Christ.
但是每一个人都是基督的执事。
This is what John Newton said.
这是约翰牛顿说的。
John Newton testified.
他约翰牛顿做见证说。
I am, listen carefully to this. I hope you write it down. He said, I am not what I might be.
我不是我所应当成为的。
I am not what I ought to be.
我也不是我应当成为的。
I am not what I wish to be.
我也不是我希望成为的。
I am not what I hope to be.
我也不是我自己盼望成为的。
But thank God.
但是感谢神。
By His grace.
借着他的恩典。
I am not what I once was.
我不再是我以前的人。
By the grace of God.
借着神的恩典。
I am what I am.
我成为我现在的样子。
A new creation in Christ.
在基督里面是新造的人。
Before John Newton is a slave.
以前
a slave trader.
以前约翰牛顿是一个交换奴隶的人。
He, to such an extent, he became a slave himself.
到了一个地步，他自己成为了一个奴隶。
He is eating the food at the floor of his mistress.
他在那个
mistress. Or his master.
他在他的主人的家里地上捡吃的。
He is that kind of a person.
他就是那样子的人。
But that day when God saved him.
当那一天主拯救他的时候。
He became a new creation in Christ.
他在基督里面成为新造的人。
Have you heard the story that he was, because of a wave, he was cast out into the sea?
你听到那个故事他被就沉在海里的时候。
And he cried, Lord save me.
他喊道说主啊救我。
And then the Lord caused another wave to brought him back to the ship.
当主就兴起另外一个大浪时，他又把他带回到船上。
That time he saw the grace of God.
那一次我们看见神的恩典。
He should die.
他应该是死了。
But because of God's grace.
但是因着神的恩典。
He became a new creation in Christ.
他在基督里成为新造的人。
This is what happened when the light of the gospel shined in our hearts.
这就是当神的福音照在我们里面的时候所发生的事情。
There is a fruit of repentance.
有一个悔改的果子。
We become a minister of Christ.
我们成为基督的执事。
And thirdly, we learn how to pray.
第三点，我们也学会如何祷告。
It says here,
这里讲到
for this cause, we also, since the day we heard it, did not cease to pray for you.
因此，自从我们听见的日子，也就不住的为你们祷告。
Well, you said that I know how to pray.
你说那我知道怎么祷告。
When I need something, I pray.
当我需要什么的时候，我就祷告。
The Bible tells us, for He will supply all my needs.
因为圣经上说，他会供应我一切的需要。
But this is a different kind of prayer.
但是这是一个不一样的祷告。
If you try to concentrate on these verses,
当你要来看这里的话的时候，
this prayer is a God-centered prayer.
这个祷告是以神为中心的祷告。
Let's start to look at this, okay?
我们再看一看。
It says in verse 9, it says that ye might be filled with the knowledge and with the knowledge of His will in all wisdom.
在属灵的智慧悟性上满心知道神的旨意。
That day when we got saved,
当我们得救的那一天，
there is a prayer in our heart.
在我们里面有一个祷告。
Lord, I want to know your will.
主啊，我愿意知道你的旨意。
Right? I want to know your will.
我们愿意知道神的旨意。
This is a prayer of each and every saint.
这是每一个蒙人得救的人的祷告。
Sometimes we feel like, oh, the book of Colossians is so high.
有的时候我们觉得说哥罗西书太高了。
They're talking about the internal purpose of God.
讲到神永远的旨意。
But let me tell you, when we come back and look back on our experience.
当我们回头看看我们的经验的时候。
That day when we got saved, our attitude become different.
当我们在我们得救的那一天，我们的态度就不一样了。
Before,Our center of attraction is ourselves.
以前我们的注意力是在我们自己的身上。
I want this, I want that.
我要这个，我要那个。
But after we got saved,
当我们得救以后，
our question is, Lord, what is your will?
我们的问题是主啊，你的旨意是什么？
You know, one time before the final exam,
在有一次在考试之前，
my boy said, Dad, I want to relax.
我的儿子说，父亲，我想放松一下。
Dad, can I go and watch a movie with my friends?
那我可不可以跟我的朋友去看个电影？
And I said, how long and what kind of movie is that?
那我就问多长的电影是什么样子的电影？
And he said, the Avengers, okay?
是复仇者吧？
Okay, then, forget about it, okay? Then I don't want to argue with him. I said, okay, you can go.
那我不想跟他争吵，我就说那你去吧。
Said, but before you go,
但是你去之前，
go there and pray, Lord, is this your will that I go with my friends to watch a movie?
那你去祷告，问问主，这是不是你的旨意，让我去跟朋友看这个电影
？Then afterwards,
那以后
，I said half an hour. I said, why didn't you go?
那半个小时之后，我问他你怎么还没走
？He said the Lord won't let me go.
他说主不让我去。
This is a word. Let me have a word for the parents.
那我跟父母分享一下。
You know, training children, disciplining children is very hard nowadays.
今天的这个时代，训练孩子是非常的难。
You try to reason out with them, they had a better reason.
你要跟他们辩论，他们比你还会辩论。
Sooner or later, there will just be a quarrel.
很快之后就会有一个争吵。
You know the best thing?
最好的事情。
Lead them to prayer.
带他们祷告。
When you lead them to prayer, let God speak to them, and I tell you, everything is all well.
当你跟他们一块祷告，让神向他们说话，一切事情都会好。
You try, this is my experience.
这是我的经验。
You try to reason them out,
你希望跟他们辩论。
Sooner or later, we had a bad feeling.
很快我们就会有一个非常不好的感觉。
The children will feel like we are controlling them.
孩子会觉得说我们在控制他们。
They feel like I'm grown up, I can make my own decision.
他们觉得说我长大了，我可以做自己的决定。
But I learned this lesson.
但我学了这个功课。
And I'm still learning it.
我还在学。
Every time we want to discipline our children,
当我每次想要来管教我们的孩子的时候
bring them to prayer.
把他们带到祷告。
Let the Lord speak to them.
让主来向他们说
话。Let the Lord speak His will into them.
把主的旨意说在他们心里。
Then that is a more subjective experience of Christ.
那就成为他们自己主观的经历。
We all have this yearning in our heart.
在我们里面都有这样的一个渴慕
that the children we know will know the will of the Lord
使我们的孩子能够认识神的旨意
and I tell you this is a very good reason, this is a very good goal
这是一个非常好的目标
because we know we can always be with them
因为我们知、啊、
we cannot always be with our children
因为我们知道我们没有办法永远跟孩子在一起
sooner or later they will get married and be independent
很快他们就会结婚然后成为独立的人
how will they know the will of God
他怎么会知道神的旨意
will they always make a phone call and ask you concerning the decision what decision to make
他们会打电话问你他们做决定应该是什么吗
but if we teach them
但是如果我们教他们
every time they met a certain situation
当每一次遇到情况的时候
the first thing to do is to pray then they got it
他们所做的第一件事情应该是祷告那么他们就 OK
this is how we know the will of God
这就是我们怎样知道神的旨意
secondly it says here
第二点
that we might walk worthy of the Lord
使我们能够凡事讨好叫我们凡事好叫我们行事为人对得起主
now to know the will of God is what? The direction of our life
知道神的旨意是我们生活的方向
to walk worthy of the Lord is what? The purpose of our lifeOr the quality of life.
我们行事为人对得起主，是我们生活的质量。
Yeah, it's the quality of life.
是我们生活的质量。
You want your life to be meaningful?
你要希望的生活是有目的的。
You want your life to be worthy of the Lord?
你希望你的生活是配得主的。
We need to pray.
我们需要祷告。
Because not only we want to be a Christian by name.
我们不需要成为只是一个名上的基督徒。
We want also to be a Christian by work.
我们也需要成为我们行为上也是基督徒。
A lot of times people doesn't believe in the gospel.
很多时候人不相信福音
not because of the word of God is not true
不是因为神的话不是真的
but because we as Christians we walk opposite of what God's word is saying
因为是我们的行为跟神的话相对
a lot of times our way of living is in contrast with the word of God
因为我们生活的方式跟神的旨意是相违背的
we keep on saying we are the testimony of Jesus Christ
我们一直说我们是耶稣的见证
yet is our way of livingA testimony of Jesus Christ?
但是我们的生活见证耶稣吗?
We need not only to say we are Christian.
不光我们要说我们是基督徒。
We need to walk like one.
我们也需要行走起来像一个基督徒。
Act like one.
我们的行为要像一个基督徒。
And we need to pray that we our walk, our quality of life is worthy of the Lord.
我们需要行事为人对得起主。
And thirdly,
第三点
it says here that it's unto all pleasing.
凡事蒙他的喜悦
pleasing to the Lord
讨主的喜悦
this is the love of our life
这是我们的生活
to please the Lord
就是要来讨主的喜悦
now you said but if we do good if we do according to his will is this not pleasing to the Lord
如果我们行主的旨意难道这不是蒙他的喜悦吗
let me give you an example
我给你一个例子
in the Bible we talk about the prodigal son right
我们讲到那个浪子的故事
I believe there are two prodigal sons
有两个浪子
One prodigal son went away from his father, you know, live according to the worldly lust.
一个浪子离开家，过着世俗的生活。
But there's another prodigal son, which is the older brother.
另外一个浪子是那个长子过在家里面。
When you say, how could he be a prodigal son?
他怎么是那个浪子呢
？Well, the Bible tells us he do everything according to what the father wants.
他所做的每一件事情都是讨他父亲的喜悦。
So is the father pleased? The father is pleased.
他父亲欢喜吗？是的，他父亲满意。
But the thing is, he himself is not pleased.
但他自己并不开心。
Because when the prodigal son came home,
当那个浪子回来的时候
，he was jealous.
他就嫉妒了。
He said, "This person, your son tried to waste all the thing you gave him."
他说你的儿子把你的财产都花光了。
Yet you don't even give me a kid to what to enjoy with my.What is that? With my friends.
但是你却不给一个羊羔让我跟我的朋友来分享。
To him, his satisfaction is to be with his friends.
但对他来说，他的满意是跟他的朋友在一起。
If he would have said, "You don't give me a kid to enjoy together with the father," then that's the right thing.
他如果说你不给我个羊羔让我和你一起来分享，那这是件对的事情。
But the thing is, his joy is centered on himself and his friends.
那他的喜乐的那个中心是在他自己。
Today when we walk worthy of the Lord,
当我们今天要对得起主
，it's not only for the Lord,
不光是为了主
，it's for our love for the Lord,
是为了我们的 心中我们的对主的爱。
This is pleasing unto the Lord.
这就是蒙讨主的喜悦。
Because our service.
心中我们的服侍。
It's not only a duty and responsibility.
不只是一个责任。
Our service to the Lord.
我们对主的服侍。
It's a reaction towards His love for us.
是因着我们对主主对我们的爱的一个反应。
It's a reflection of our love towards the Lord.
是因着我们的一个是我们对主爱的一个反应。
Indeed, we cannot pay His love for us.
我们不能够还偿还他对我们的爱。
His love is so great.
他的爱是这样子的大。
I can only give him this little.
我们只能给他这一点点。
Yet that good works we do for him.
但是对我们对他所做的那一点事情。
It's just but an appreciation of his love for him.
只是我们向他爱的一个反应。
That's why it says not only we pray to know his will.
所以我们不光是祷告说我们知道他的旨意。
Not only we want to walk worthy of him.
不光我们要行事对得起主。
That our walk will also be pleasing unto him.
我们的生活要蒙他喜悦。
And it says here, number four, to be strengthened with all might.
在各样的力上加力。第四
点。We all know it's not an easy thing to walk according to God's will.
我们知道说能够遵循的旨意不是一件容易的事情。
Therefore, we need to pray for the goals in our life.
所以我们需要为我们的生活的目标祷告。
What is the goal?
我们的目标是什么呢
？Verse 11 says to be strengthened with all might.
这得以在各样的力上加力。
That we are able to what fulfill God's righteous demand.
使我们能够满足神公义的要求。
As I said before, I say it again.
我以前说过，我再说一遍。
The way we are walking is a narrow road.
我们现在所走的路是条窄路。
It's not easy.
并不容易。
Therefore, we need the strength to go on.
所以我们需要有力量。
And then the second one.
这第二点。
It says here unto all what unto all patience.
能够忍耐宽容。
We need patience.
我们需要忍耐。
We need a steadfast spirit.
我们需要能够站得住。
You know, a lot of times when we see the situation around us,
当我们看到我们周围的情况
there is a tendency we give up.
我们就容易放松
you know,
放弃。
A lot of you have been serving the children.
当我们服侍孩子的时候
after serving the children so much,
当我服侍孩子这么多
it seems like it's not getting into them.
好像就进不到他们里面去。
We tell them you need to love the Lord.
我们跟他们讲，你需要爱主。
You need to read the scripture.
你需要来读圣经。
After all what we said, they still go the opposite road.
当我们讲完了这一切，他们还是走相反的方向。
It seems like all what we're saying is not registering in their mind.
我们所说的一切都进不到他们脑子里。
But brothers and sisters, let us not give up.
但是弟兄姊妹，让我们不要放弃。
Our service to the Lord, God is the one responsible.
我们对主的服侍，主是负责任的那一位。
We just need to have a steadfast spirit.
我们只是需要能够站立得稳。
Not to give up,
不要放弃
but to go on.
继续能够继续下去
This is the kind of prayer we have after we got saved.
这是我们在得救以后的祷告
A prayer to know the will of God.
这个祷告来知道神的旨意
A prayer to know how to walk worthy of Him.
祷告让我们能够行事为人对得起
A prayer to what that we all our service will be well pleasing unto Him.
祷告使我们所有的服事都能够蒙他的喜悦
A prayer that what we will not give up.
祷告说能够不要放弃
That we will be strengthened with might.
使我们能够在各样的力上加力
And all of this just comes when we come to the word of truth.
当所有这一切都在神的真理的里面
May the Lord have mercy on us.
愿主向我们有恩典
Through this little sharing of mine.
借着这一点点的交通
We have more appreciate what the word of truth the Bible is telling us.
使我们能够越来越珍惜神话语的真理
Especially in the event of the Lord's coming back.
尤其是在主的再来的时候
We all know a lot of false teaching is going around.
我们知道有很多虚假的道理
You know, I learned that the Pope said.
我知道那个 Pope.教主说的。
He said you should not, you know, you should not be controlled by the Bible.
你不应该被圣经所控制。
He said just do good work, it's okay.
你只要做行善就好了。
And he said there is no hell.
他说那没有地狱。
Yeah, he said there is no hell.
他说那里没有地狱。
And the one who interviewed him said then what happened to the evil people?
那个面试的人说那么那个做坏事人会有什么结果呢
You know what he said? He just vanished away.
他说他们就消失了。
The person who tells that is the leader of 1.2 billion Catholics.
他是带领那个1200万个圣徒的那个1亿2000万的天主教堂。
And this kind of teaching concept is spreading around even through Christianity today.
今天这个道理甚至在基督教里面也传开了。
If we don't hold on to the truth.
如果我们不持守真理
，sooner or later we will just what be carried away with this。
很快的，我们就会被带走。
Brothers and sisters, Are we going to be carried away with this?
弟兄姊妹们, 我们是不是也随波失去呢?
We cannot be carried away because we have the word of truth.
我们不能够被随波而流去,
Therefore, let us give importance to the word of God.
所以我们一定要重视神的话语。
Let's give importance to the word of God and even telling our children.
也要让我们的孩子来重视神的话。
That day will come.
那天要来。
That we will, what? Cause they will tell us to deny the word of God. They will tell us to deny the word of God. But if we have God, the word of God in us, then we are able to withstand all this kind of thing.
我们就能够站立得住。
Especially the book of Revelation says,
尤其是在启示录里面,
we want to be those overcomers.
我们需要成为那个得胜者。
How can we overcome?
我们怎么样才能得胜呢?
By the word of truth,
是借着真理的道,
and by the testimony.
和我们的见证,
Let's have a word of prayer.
让我们来祷告。
Lord, this morning we thank you for your word of truth.
今天早上我们为你, 真理的话向你献上感谢。
Even though we have been repeated of all these words,
虽然我们一直不停地讲这些话,
but may your word of truth be established in us.
愿你真理的道能够在我们里面建立起来。
Like a good foundation.
就像一个好的根基一样。
Even though the storm may come,
虽然,
storm may come.
虽然这个, 暴风雨会来,
we will continue to stand still.
我们能够在你里面站立得住,
rather than be carried away.
而不是被随波失去,
Lord, may your word continue to speak in our hearts.
愿你的话语在我们里面继续地说话。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。